A new rule set to take effect next year will redefine who qualifies for overtime pay and who doesn't. Currently, the rules say you have to make less than $23,660 a year in order to be eligible for overtime pay. The Labor Department is proposing to increase the cap to more than double what it is now. That would mean millions more would become eligible. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports that employers are already figuring out how to deal with this coming change.
Worker advocates say millions of workers earn relatively low salaries but are asked to work many extra hours without pay because they're exempt from overtime rules. Vicky Shabo is vice president of the National Partnership for Women and Families. She says raising the salary threshold to over $50,000, as proposed, would benefit an estimated 6 million people.
Either people will get an increase in their wages and will be paid for the overtime hours that they're working, or they won't be forced to work overtime hours without pay anymore, and they'll be able to spend more time taking care of their other responsibilities in life.
Shabo says women and minorities would especially benefit. But employers do not believe it will be a windfall for workers. They say they will be forced to cut costs in other ways if the proposed rules take effect as written, and that workers may not like those changes. Nancy McKeague is chief of human resources at Michigan Health and Hospital Association. Her group employs 107 people, more than half of whom are currently salaried, and some of whom put in extra hours, especially during emergencies.
It only takes one bus accident or one fire or something like the Ebola crisis.
McKeague says her nonprofit's budget can't afford overtime, but it also can't forgo having people work as needed.
And the last thing you want to do in a healthcare setting is, you know, look at your watch and say, you've got your eight, you're out.
McKeague says more work will fall to managers. The rules will also require her to review tasks associated with every job to see whether the position qualifies for overtime. Plus, she'll have to spend more administrative time on things like clocking employees in and out. Cecilia Boudreau is HR director for Regina Coeli Child Development, a Head Start program in Robert, Louisiana. Under the new rules, Boudreau says 26 of her 35 salaried employees would qualify for overtime pay in the event of a building emergency or if a parent is late for pickup. But increasing salaries would cost at least $74,000 extra a year, meaning she'd have to cut costs elsewhere.
Because of our grant stipulates how many children we have to have per classroom, so even to increase it, we'd have to get permission.
Boudreau says she'd have to furlough employees or convert some salaried positions to hourly, then cut the hourly rate, which she dreads doing.
Who would want to come to work the following day saying that we have to move you to hourly and, oh, by the way, you're not going to make as much as you would make normally. You have to work this minimum number of hours if you want to still make the same amount.
Tony Murray agrees. He's HR director for Diamond B Construction, also in Louisiana, and says many workers would consider going from salaried to hourly a demotion.
When I was younger, all I wanted to do was get to a salaried position, just simply because you knew what was going to be coming in each week and you did have the flexibility.
Flexibility because salaried workers don't have to clock in and out. They can go to soccer tournaments or work late to make up for doctor's appointments. Murray says under the new rules, those converted back to hourly status wouldn't be able to do that.
Millennials take into account more than anything workplace flexibility. And of course, who do you think is in that entry-level management but going to be millennials more than anything?
The Labor Department's public comment period closed earlier this month. Experts say they expect final rules out sometime next year. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.